I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World.
I'll wrap up by saying, after 53 years in the intelligence business in one capacity or another, happily, I've just got 15 days left.
A weary-sounding James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence. He was speaking there at a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee on cyber threats to the United States. And yes, there was a lot of talk at the hearing about Russia's alleged hacking of the U.S. election and President-elect Trump's mistrust of the U.S. intelligence community. Chris Porter was following the hearing closely. He's a manager with the cybersecurity firm FireEye.
In a lot of ways, the intelligence community is confirming the long-held views that we've had here at FireEye, that these activities were sponsored by the Russian government. Also, that the Russian cyber threat actors may have put more effort into making their efforts plausibly deniable as opposed to trying to avoid attribution outright. And although Director Clapper sort of declined to provide evidence for that, I think that'll be an interesting discussion to watch going into the future, is exactly what was Russia's risk tolerance.
I want to go back to just the nuts and bolts of this. What has it been determined that Russia did?
I'll say at FireEye, there's a great deal of technical evidence that the Russian threat group APT-28 compromised the DNC and did many of the other election-related hacks that they're accused of.
When you say hack, what do you mean? Like, practically, what did they do?
There's, I think, two important things to understand. One is that the general techniques that they used going after the DNC, the phishing emails, the fake websites, those sort of things, those are techniques that are, in theory, available to a wide range of actors. But the actual software that they used to get into the system and to then gain control of it so that they could steal the information they wanted, those are tools that the Russian government has used for a long time. They're updated versions of long-standing tools.
What about the issue of when we say the Russians did this or that? Are we talking about the Russian government or just Joe and Susie?
Yes.
Russian?
That's an important distinction. So you'll hear different commentators in public raise the specter of, how do you know it was in a different country or an insider or something like that? And those are reasonable alternative theories if you look at it one incident at a time. When you start looking at not just targeting the DNC, but also targeting Eastern European governments and organizations related to the Olympics and targeting European security cooperation organizations, those other theories don't make sense because there's not very many, if any, other actors who would be interested in all of those targets. And the actors that would be interested either wouldn't have the technical skill and investment in cyber programs to do so, or obviously they wouldn't be using known Russian government tools. So when you take all of the evidence together and all of the incidents together, there's very high confidence that this is attributable specifically to the Russian government and not to, for example, someone who's just living in Russia or to another government trying to impersonate Russia.
Before working at FireEye, you worked at the CIA. You briefed the West Wing on cyber threats. And President Obama is getting briefed today on this classified report on Russia's alleged role in cyber attacks during the election. Knowing what you do about briefing the West Wing on cyber threats, what do you expect the president will be hearing today?
Yeah, I don't know substantively what they'll be telling him. I will say in general, what the president's going to get that's unique from the intelligence community is that next step, the ability to perhaps rule out some very elaborate insider threat or some of the other false flag operations. The intelligence community is going to be able to get him to that 95 to 99% confidence. They're going to be able to present different types of sources and methods that will supplement what's already being discussed by the cybersecurity companies and should be even higher confidence. And I hope they'll be sharing that with President-elect Trump as well and being very transparent with their sourcing, because although there's no doubt in my mind that the Russian government conducted some of the initial operations and computer compromises, some of the claims that have been leaked in the press about this being deliberately to get Mr. Trump elected president and so forth, you know, I don't know. This is the part that I'm skeptical of, which is that when you say you have a secret assessment and you have these secret sources and methods, on the forensic side, attributing the actual network operations to Russia, we do have that. But divining intent, I think, is going to be much more difficult. I think it's difficult to disentangle the Russian government just continuing to advance their foreign policy message from the effect on the campaign. You know, they made a decision early on that they were going to undermine confidence in the U.S. election. And to me, that's the real story, is that they wanted to sort of sabotage whoever got elected president.
Chris Porter is with the cybersecurity firm FireEye. Thanks so much.
Thank you.